This is Abnormal Entertainment.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to lift your glass and raise your spirits with Kevin Moyers.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Kevin Moyers, and welcome to Raise Your Spirits, episode 213. I may have blown your eardrums out. I'm looking at the levels at my... Good evening. What a crazy time we're in. What a crazy time, I'm telling you. I'm solo again. I know I said something about a guest, but it's Thursday and I want to get a show up this week. So I am working on it. I'm working on something that's kind of like something I'm specifically interested in, which is reptiles. And I'm trying to get somebody from the local herpetological society to do a podcast. I think they said they would, which is cool. That's good for me anyway, you know. But honestly, I'm going to have fun with that, I think. And you guys are going to be entertained. I've always, like, I used to have an iguana named Vinny after Vincent Vega in the Pulp Fiction movie. in the Pulp Fiction movie. Anyway, So I had her for like 5 years, something like that, and then she had renal disease, which is a kidney thing, which you can't really do anything about once you know. So it's kind of an unfortunate thing. By the time I got her to the vet or knew anything was happening, she was done for. She lived a matter of hours, and the vet even told me, and he had pets. He had iguanas for pets. He was the expert in Chicago. He said there was nothing we would have known ahead of time, nothing, he could have seen, nothing that I could have done. So, but it was fun to have an iguana for that long. And she was a good pet, a little aggressive until she was fixed. And I don't mean like bitey, kind of mean, shitty, but just, you know, you had to handle her a certain way. She mellowed out a ton after she was fixed because they can bind eggs. They can build eggs, and if they're not fertilized, they start swelling up and they start binding up. And think about being constipated, but like through your whole torso. So like that. But I've always thought rhinoceros iguanas were really cool, and they're better for this climate in Arizona, and they're way more docile. Liked other kinds of reptiles I wanted to have. So it's going to be an interesting thing for me to be able to do that podcast. So I'm excited about it, honestly, and I hope that we can shoot a little video too. But, you know, and I'm working on some things. It's just time and everything going on and craziness, and I haven't been feeling well. And in the last episode, I told you, I was a little kind of on the shitty side emotionally. And I was, so, and I'm still thinking, struggling with some things, which, that's life. But, one good thing is I put this treatment shit into this Lucas treatment stuff into the engine and transmission, and I drove all the way home from work, no smoke coming out from the engine, which is phenomenal considering what it's been like lately. Like smoke coming out from under the hood, people looking at you, and it's just like, yeah, I know, I'm aware. but yeah, it was good. It was a really good thing. And there was some little smoke this morning, but the treatment's supposed to help fix the seals and stuff like that. They get dried out, it's 140,000 miles in this car. So it's craziness. But anyway, as I put this up, we're getting speeches from Chelsea and Hillary Clinton for the DNC. I haven't watched a minute of it. And I read a couple lines from Michelle's speech. Bernie Sanders threw his full support behind Hillary. Cory Booker, I guess, was impressive. They're trying to make him the next Obama. And I just don't see it. Like, he's all right, but he seems like a politician to me. And, that's okay, I guess. But Elizabeth Warren's the person I'm really more focused on for the future. So, whatever. I think she's more the future of the party. But Booker could be part of that. I don't know. He's a young enough guy. He's in his 40s, I guess. 46, something like that. Anyway. Whatever it is. I don't know how old he is. I think that's what I heard. But yeah, I'm just not watching this shit. I don't care. I really just don't care. It's like, why do I need to go be convinced more of what I'm going to do? I know what I'm going to do. I know what my vote is. And I think a lot of people do. And it's funny, I was thinking about it before I started recording. Generally, when somebody is, when somebody runs and does not become the nominee, and they run again and become the nominee, they don't do well historically, it seems like. They don't generally win. George Bush, the first one, ran against Reagan in 1980 and lost, but then became VP. So I don't know how you would factor that into it, because he kind of did win as the number two man. So I don't know how you'd work that. But John McCain didn't do well after, you know, running and then losing. I'm trying to think. You know, other people that have run again and again just get worse and worse off. You know, you have this Gary Johnson and Jill Stein stuff. They both run before and not gotten much attention for their parties. They're getting a little bit more now just because people are like, I need something else. You know, I clicked on, there was this sponsored link in Facebook. See what Jill Stein's about. Would she make a good president? It's a link to her website or whatever. I'm like, all right, fuck it. I mean, why not just read about her? Click there and it says, okay, great. First, put your email in. I'm like, nope, I'm out. I'm not adding my email to another fucking politician's list. Kevin, can you just sponsor with $3? Like, no, I don't want to have to do unsubscribe for something just because I wanted to read an article. So, and I did read one article where a guy was like, why Trump is not the guy for Bernie supporters, which I agree with. I mean, if you can't see why, you know, if you're just going, I want somebody different. Well, it isn't going to do any good for the country. I want somebody with it. No, you have to pick somebody thoughtfully. If you didn't thoughtfully support Bernie Sanders, you're just like, I want different. Then fine, I guess, but that's still not the way to do things. You should know what you're voting for. You know, and it's not fine. Fuck that. It's not fine. You should know what you're voting for, whether it's Bernie Sanders, Donald Trump, Jill Stein, Hillary Clinton, Gary Johnson. It doesn't fucking matter. You should know what you're voting for. It drives me crazy, this. I didn't get Bernie. And the fucking Bernie bro thing. Stop it. I love all of these comics coming out. Late Night People, Seth Meyers was, I think, one of the first. You had Sarah Silverman at the convention. Like, stop it. Somebody just took a shit on Susan Sarandon because she's like, I'm over it. Like, shut the fuck up. These are your choices now. Bernie's not a choice anymore. It's done. It's over with. We're not going to, because Debbie Wasserman Schultz is a cunt, and she is, but because of that, we're not going to flip this whole fucking thing right now. It's not happening. It's just not. So get the fuck over it. Let it go. Honestly, it's time to move on. And I agree wholeheartedly. She was a big Bernie supporter, Silverman, you know, but you have to get to a point, and she stood up there with Al Franken, and they work together at Saturday Night Live. They're friends. They know each other. You have to get past it. It's done. It's over with. You know, Ted Cruz supporters aren't flocking to Hillary Clinton just because. You know what I mean? It's not happening. Maybe they're going over to Gary Johnson. I don't know. Who knows? I have no fucking idea. But it's just like, this is what you have now. That's what the primaries do. They filter it down. And just like all the Hillary supporters in 2008 had to go, well, fuck, now I have this. Sorry. You know, that's what happens. And Bernie's at an age where he's probably not going to run 8 years from now. It's not going to happen. Should Trump win? Maybe in 4 years he'd run. But if Hillary gets in, he's not going to, you don't run against the incumbent in your own party. You just don't. It's rare that it happens. Happening down here with the sheriff's department, because Joe Arpaio is a fucking, he's on the chopping block. So there are Republicans running against him, his own party, which, you know, that happens from time to time, but it's not common, especially not presidentially. I mean, you know, if Hillary wins, there is no Bernie Sanders campaign in 4 years. There just isn't. So our best bet is for him to be a part of her cabinet, which could happen, and he can implement some of these things that he promised. If you're for Bernie, he's backing Clinton. If you vote for Clinton, you're still for Bernie, if that makes sense. You know, and I saw somebody like stole it on Twitter, but Colbert had you know, the right thing to say here, like, oh, you don't have Coke? I wanted Coke. You don't have Coke? Well, that's okay. Then just fill my mouth with bees. Like, that's what it's like to go vote for Trump now. So, you know, and honestly, I don't care if you vote for Gary Johnson, if you vote for Jill Stein, if you vote for Hillary Clinton, any of those are fine. Just Trump is the worst idea possible. Like, he's not going to do anything. He's a silver spoon kid. That's it. He's a rich kid. He doesn't know what it's like to help the working man. He's screwed over the working man so many times by not paying contractors. He's been sued countless times. He has no idea what it is like to lift a finger. He has no clue. He doesn't do anything. He doesn't do anything. Investing in stuff and hoping it goes well. How many failures has he had? One after another. Just spending his daddy's money. That's all he does. That's all he does. He's done nothing. He's earned nothing. He's accomplished nothing. Okay? He sunk Trump stakes. He sunk the USFL. Go watch Small Potatoes and tell me how great he is. Go watch that. Because I'm sure a lot of people voting for him are football fans. Go watch Small Potatoes. USFL had talents like Steve Young, Jim Kelly. Steve Young has a Super Bowl ring. Kelly has 4 AFC championships behind him. You know, Herschel Walker was in there. Like, stars. It was a real life rival to the NFL. Probably would have been bought by the NFL eventually, and we'd have a, you know, different league. The Houston Gamblers would be a thing, and, you know, stuff like that. And Trump helped sink that league because he was a fucking idiot. He's a poor businessman. He's a terrible businessman. He does not know what he's doing. He's living off of the interest of his daddy's money. That's it. That's why he won't show his tax returns. You can't trust him. At all. If you do, please check yourself. Please. And don't go, well, you Hillary. I'm not a big Hillary backer. I'm voting for the lesser evil this time around. And that sucks. I hate that. I do. Believe me, I hate that. Bernie was my guy. I wish it was him up there. Then I'd feel good about what I have to do. I'd feel good about it. But now it's just like, well, this is what I have to do. This is what I have to do. I have to. It's like, let's go back to the bees again. There's a beehive. I'd rather cork the hole in the beehive with a big-ass chunk of plaster, right? Big-ass wad of wet plaster, seal off the beehive. Instead, I'm going to have to put my fist in there, okay? It'll still seal off the beehive, but it's going to hurt a little bit more. I'm not like... Everybody's like, well, Hillary's a criminal. Benghazi. She, like, yeah, what, 13 people died in Benghazi. That sucks. Let me remind you what President George W. Bush did cost thousands of lives. We have 22 members of the military committing suicide every day because of this war we're in, because of the poor care that they're given when they come home. Nobody talks about that. Nobody deals with that aspect. George W. Bush, where is he as far as getting indicted and going to jail? And Cheney and Rumsfeld, where are all those guys? You want to put her away because of a mistake for that cost 13 lives? Hey, fine. That's cool. Make sure you do it with everybody else. Because she had emails on her server. Look, good. Then we're going to have to call up Colin Powell and Condoleezza Rice and Bush and Cheney again. and we're going to have to take care of them as well. And I'm sure some Democrats as well. I'm sure she's not the only one. That's the thing. So I'm fine with it, but we have to go across the board. We have to. But here's the deal. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. It's never going to happen. As much as people chanted for war crimes, for Bush and Cheney, never going to happen. We have to believe that. Understand it. Not even believe it. We have to understand it. It's unbelievable. It's shitty. But that's not going to happen. So you can jerk off to that idea all you want and waste your time. Emails. Well, Trump, nobody's talking about the fact that he probably raped a kid. Right? What's the guy's name? It was like Jeff Epstein or something like that? That was convicted? That was one of Trump's best friends? Believe it or not, he had a friend? Come on. They spent a lot of time together. He's a really good guy. And those guys do travel in packs sometimes. Look at Jared Fogle. Right? He had his buddy running his charity. So don't tell me Trump wasn't a part of that. And there are witnesses to it. And it happened multiple times. Why are we not talking about that? So, anyhow. I don't care. I don't care about any of this stuff. Like, you know, the Gary Johnsons and the Jill Steins. They're not exciting people. This is their second time around for both of them. Or is it third for Johnson? Maybe the third for Johnson. That's the thing. Nobody cares, in a way. I won't say that, because people do care. But these parties keep throwing out the same people over and over again. Get somebody exciting. Get somebody people want to hear about and talk about. That's what we need to do. And the problem I have with voting for Jill Stein right now is it's not strategic. And it's not a throwaway vote. No vote is a throwaway. But she's not going to get... She's not going to win. And not because, oh, it's just third part. No. She's not going to win because she doesn't have the support. People are barely learning her name right now. Gary Johnson, people know his name. And if somebody polls me, I'm going to say, yeah, I'm voting for Gary Johnson. Just so that he gets closer to being in the debates. But I'm not. Because as we get closer to getting public health care, which I'm for... Gary Johnson would just take that backward. There's a lot of stuff as far as public services go that he would just take backward. While he's socially liberal for gay marriage and all that stuff, that's fine. He's a little too into states' rights, and that's wrong. You know, we need to be as one nation. That separates us and divides us more. States' rights is a nice idea, and every state has its own issues that it has to deal with, right? The northern border states don't have the same issues as the southern border states necessarily. There aren't a lot of illegal Canadians. In fact, in Canada, the biggest illegal alien group is Americans. So, you know, it's the other way around up there. It's, you know, it's different here and there. But immigration is still a federal problem. So we have to have, like, the National Guard or, you know, border security on a national level, because guess what? It's not just one state, California, Arizona, Texas. You know, it's like trying to create 50 little countries. You know, Hawaii is going to have different issues than Maine, whatever, or than Ohio. It's, yes, it's different everywhere, but you can't completely break them apart with that. And that's the problem with states' rights to me. You get too into that and you end up with 50 little countries. And that's, we need one governing rule. Just like gay marriage, you know, state to state, it took time, but it needed to be national. You can't be married in one state and then your marriage is invalid in another if you choose to move. That's stupid. You know what I mean? So, while, you know, it's a nice little testing ground for certain things, I agree with him on that. It's not the same. So, but anyway, I lose track, as I generally do. I was saying that, you know, people who are candidates who fail in one presidential election generally don't succeed if they become the party nominee. Well, this time around, we have two people that have failed and are now their party nominees. Trump ran in 2012, and failed miserably. I don't know how the fuck he got the nomination this time. He was down there worse than Rick Perry and guys like that. Like, you know, he did worse than, what the hell is his name? Oh, shit. I'm blanking. Anyway, whatever. He did worse than Herman Cain last time around. 999. The pizza man. Shucky ducky quack quack. That's the funniest fucking thing to me. Look up Herman Cain doing stand-up comedy, and he has his jokes that end with shucky ducky quack quack for no reason. I love that. That's one of my fucking favorite things to hear. Shucky ducky quack quack. I don't get it. I don't get it. It's like trying to be his here's your sign or get her done. Did not work. Did not work. So, that's right. I did talk about this. He introduced Trump with shucky ducky. It's a shucky ducky crowd and a shucky ducky. He forgot his quack quack, maybe. I don't know. It's weird. Anyway, yeah. There were a couple other things I thought were sort of interesting in the news. I love that there's a new Bourne movie, and Matt Damon actually did a rundown of the three previous movies that pretty much clears up, because I loved the three movies as I watched them. The only thing I can tell you is the German girl from Run Lola Run, that she gets killed in the second movie. Like, that's the only thing I remember from all of that. It's just so much action. I'm just like, he's running around and shooting stuff, and there's action. He's jumping over shit. And I'm like, yeah, it is cool. I don't remember a fucking thing that happened in any of those movies. That's the funniest thing to me. That's hilarious. But, you know, what are you doing? It's just... anyway. I was laughing that Starbucks and McDonald's are now banning porn from their Wi-Fi connections. And I'm just like, I'm not sure why they wouldn't have done that in the first place. I mean, especially McDonald's, you have like the kids play place, and you would think that you would have blocked that off a long time ago. I'm not sure, man. It just seems like the weirdest thing to me. Like, you know what? I'm going to jack off and have a Big Mac. That sounds good. You know, what are you going to do? I'm going to have a couple of McNuggets and a Tug. You know, I mean, I like to watch two girls fist each other while I eat my French fries. I mean, who doesn't, right? You know, that's the whole thing. What the hell? So, yeah, what are you going to do? yeah, I don't know. There's just so much going on that's political right now. And the cop things aren't getting better. The Freddie Gray case, everybody's just like, let go. See it. No charges. Everybody's gone. It's disastrous. There was a cop, trying to remember what state. Left his kid in the car, toddler in the car, all day. Kid died. And nothing happened. Nope, won't be charges. It's fine. Won't be any charges. Unreal to me what a cop can get away with. It's nuts, man. I loved there was a Black Lives Matter protest that was going to happen. And they talked with the police chief, and, you know, which happens often, like, here's where we're going to walk and everything like that. You know, we're going to have our path here. We don't want police trouble. We want this thing. And the two got together, the leader of the march and the police chief, and they decided, you know what? Why don't we have a cookout? Like, yes, that's exactly what we need. That's, nothing is better right now than that. I don't want anybody getting shot, dying, whatever. I've said that before. But, you know, it's just like, why are we not getting together? There's no unity if we're fucking battling each other all the time. You know, it's nuts, man. It's nuts. So, I like that. I hope we see more of that. That'd be really cool. That would be nice. let's hope. But yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to look for good things to talk about because I want to keep, you know, keep going with some things. And it's just all convention. So I don't know. But I did do a couple of Masterpiece Theater episodes. Sam and I went and we had... If you heard that show way back, I won't say too far back, but probably almost a year and a half, 2 years ago, it used to be these crazy fests of like 8-10 people in a room all going crazy on the mic. We went Tuesday to record a few episodes. Tomorrow's episode will be one of them. And it was old times again. A little bit different crew. Mandy and I were pretty much the two from those olden days because Jay came in. Jeremy came in a little bit later, but we had Sam was there. Glory Hound is a regular. You'll hear her on Cinema Head Cheese with us. We did one on Stranger Things. You have to watch that show. If you grew up when I did, if you're my age, or you know even a little younger, or a little older, man, will this make you feel like you're back in the 80s again? Like it's so, but it's good. It's not just a throwback. It takes place in 1983. It's an 8-part series for Netflix. It's going to have a season 2, but everything, it's the music, the logo for the show, everything is 1983. It's amazing. And we did almost a half hour pod short on it, just going through all the stuff. It's so fucking good. Got to check that out. I'm loving it. And then I also watched the third season of Todd Margaret, the IFC show. Very weird. I need to review it, but I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. It's kind of strange. But anyway, yeah, it's good stuff. I'm like catching up on Bloodline, all that stuff. Just a lot of good stuff going on lately. So get away from the convention stuff and watch something fun. Go do Stranger Things. Fucking great. Great, great, great show. So, and I'm looking forward to, I guess there's a new Andrew WK album. And he's just fucking fun. So I'm looking forward to that. But anyway, I really don't have much. It's all the news is convention for the last 2 weeks. So personally, I'm doing good. I'm getting through as I usually do. I have my ups and downs. We all do. So getting through it and, working my way towards something. I just finished writing a short book and, did I? We'll see. But anyway, I just finished writing a thing and I'm looking forward to doing my rewrites. And that's what I learned that too. Doing this is the first time I've ever done it. I just wrote it. I just wrote the thing. And now I'm going to go back and rewrite and make it funnier and work on it. And that's the first time I've ever done it. Usually I struggle while I'm writing. Like I have to fix this. And then it takes me forever. So I feel like I'm never getting it done. And I think I like this approach. This is the first time I've ever done it, like I said, and I'm finished. Now I just have to fix, and that's easy. Like to go back, I'm going to put a joke here or whatever. That's way easier, and I like that I got to do that. So that I got to do it. It's not even that I got to do it. That I did it, that I was able to just go, nope, do it later. And that was much better for me. So I don't know. It's interesting. I'm working. So trying to get to things. But anyway, didn't mean to get so rambly here. Yeah, I did. I always do. But anyway, we have a couple longer Masterpiece Theater episodes coming up in the next couple weeks. If you like me, you want to hear more of me, go check those out. Cinema Head Cheese, the podcast as well. A couple group ones. I'm going to have some solo ones over there. All at abnormalentertainment.com. Don't forget we have some new shows, Eat Shit Sleep, 1980s Movie Graveyard, and Mac and Cheese. So, you know, all good stuff. And then, of course, the shows that we've had for quite a while. Double D Podcast, masterpiece, of course, I mentioned, put it together. Am I missing anybody? You'd tell me if I was. Yeah. But no, I think we're doing pretty well here. We're building. I like to say we, but I'm looking for stuff to add on. So, you know, it's fun. It's fun and interesting to do all this stuff. So I hope it's fun and interesting to listen to. But yeah, I don't know what to do for a song. I don't know. It'll surprise even me. I finished Arrow season 3. Maybe I should put Arrow. Nah, who cares? Who gives a shit? All right. I know what I'm going to do. I'll do a little Stranger Things music because it's so fucking good. All right. You're going to feel, I'm telling you, you're going to go back in time with this shit. But anyway, thank you guys for listening. I do appreciate it. AbnormalEntertainment.com, CinemaHeadCheese.com. Hey, whatever. Go to the @RYS podcast Twitter feed or the Abnormal podcast Twitter feed. Scroll down and click on the Raise Your Spirits t-shirt. If you want to support the show, it's $16.99 for the shirt, and it would be a great way to support this. And it's a cool shirt. It's just a black t-shirt with the logo on it. It's nice. It's nice as fuck, son. So go get it. Go do it. It's good. It's nice. It's simple, and it's a good way to promote the show. You're doing it in two ways. You're giving us a little money that can go toward, you know, all the stuff that we need to do, handling equipment, you know, the online shit I have to pay for, things like that. That's helpful there. And you're advertising a show. What's that? What's Raise Your Spirits? Oh, it's a podcast to listen to. Cool. Let me check it out. That's what happens. You know, tell your friends what you listen to. I do all the time. I go, hey, this is pretty good. You should check this out. I recommend things to people all the time. So, and I'm hitting the table, which I hate when people do. I don't know why the fuck I'm doing it. I'm so conscious to not do it, and I hate when people do it. Oh, No Cry Zone. That's the other show. Jesus, how did I forget that? It's only Dave. It's only Dave Hayes, the voice you hear at the beginning of this show every fucking week. Anyway, I'm disgusted with myself. All right. So, check all that out, and yeah, that's it. That's all I got. It's another short one, but fuck it. I'm working on some other things, so maybe I'll drop a little one of the old Just Asking interviews during the week. Give you a little bonus. I like that. I think I might do it. So anyhow, as I was saying a couple minutes ago before I started rambling about the t-shirts, thank you again for listening, and until next week, cheers.
The No Cry Zone, a progressive political podcast on the Abnormal Radio Network.
Actually, I'd say bullshit. The Democrats would do different. Yes, they'll be progressive, but they're not going to be very liberal.
Well, look at Merrick.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're going to be of the type of Garland Merrick.
That's very centrist.
Or Merrick Garland.
Garland Merrick.
I think it's Merrick Garland. I'd like shrimp with that, please.
And they did not care about those things until 2010, when Citizens United hit, and they saw what was happening.
We need to see the horrific, horrific devil rip all the humanity away from it and really show it. Really show, it's going to take a cop literally not even standing on top of it, literally letting a man crawl on the ground with his hands behind his head and just gun him down.
And then a young Chelsea Clinton stabbing from the boom. What's up?
Wait, cut.
That's called Game of Thrones.
What are you? It's the red meaning that they had.
Download the No Cry Zone every Friday from the Abnormal Radio Network. Available on Stitcher and iTunes.
Subscribe to Raise Your Spirits on iTunes, Stitcher, and at abnormalentertainment.com/raiseyourspirits. Find Raise Your Spirits and Kevin Moyers on Facebook. Tweet at RYS Podcast and at Kevin Moyers. Email the show, ryspodcast@gmail.com. And for more podcasts, comics, books, movies, and more, head to abnormalentertainment.com.
You've been listening to the Abnormal Entertainment Network.